now. Let's get back to tonight's programme and some emails coming in, Niall. You'd be delighted to know. This one says, "Hi, Derek. Hope you're keeping well. After your 30 years entertaining us and bringing nature into our houses and hearts," and she puts a little red heart in, "thank you and your team so very much with a big X and a big O." That's a hug and a kiss. "This is a recording my brother Mark made over on his farm in Killochram, Kame." I think that's in County Wexford, isn't it, Niall?
It is, not too far from Enniscorthy and Vinegar Hill and all of that area, I believe.
"All right. I was so excited to hear it. The cuckoo. Isn't it a bit late for it still? Very best wishes, Anne Gethings." Another big X and another big O. Well, anyway, let's have a listen to it because it's an actual video that her brother Mark made. But you can hear the cuckoo.
That is indeed unmistakably a cuckoo, Derek, and it's such a distinctive sound. And unfortunately, you heard less and less around Ireland now. There are still some areas where they're relatively numerous, but in most of Ireland, they have declined, unfortunately. So it's always a treat to hear one. And you will hear them well into June, I'm glad to say. There is that rhyme with the line, "In June, they change their tune." And that's a reference to the fact that actually the males will stop singing at that point and in many cases actually head back to Africa pretty quickly. The female sings a completely different song, or it's a call really. It's not even a song from the female. It's sort of bubbling sound. She stays around for a few weeks longer. But the thing is, yeah, the males, when they've mated with as many females as they can find and all the females have been mated with, there's nothing else for the males to do because, of course, they don't play any role in rearing their own chicks. So they can head back to Africa. The females have to hang around a bit longer because they, of course, have to lay their eggs in the nests of other birds. They can lay up to 20 eggs. They've all been fertilised by those males already. They store that sperm in their oviducts and in their reproductive system, but they can only lay one egg a day. So it takes her roughly 3 weeks or so to get all those eggs laid. Then her job is done and she can head back to Africa because of course she doesn't raise her chicks either. The unwilling foster parents do.
But is it not too late for this bird to be singing?
No, you will hear them in early June. You will hear them for a while yet. So
Is he still looking for a mate?
Well, he's looking for as many mates as he can find.
Oh,
he's not satisfied with just one.
So he's not satisfied.
No, he wants to get as many. He'll have hundreds.
Or he's left on the shelf.
He left on the shelf. He could be. He's not impressive or not. So he might have impressed us just now on the air, but maybe any female cuckoo is listening.
Yep.
Nah, it doesn't cut the mustard.
Okay,